Welcome to the podcast Glow from the Inside Out, hosted by me, Shanaz, entrepreneur and founder of LumiGlow Skincare, makeup artist, wife and mom of two. I'm sharing my self-development journey on this podcast, bringing positivity into your day and helping you live a happier and more fulfilling life. Welcome back to Glow from the Inside Out. I'm your host, Shanaz, and this is my first time recording to be on YouTube, which is really exciting. I wanted to do it a while ago. It didn't happen. It's been a stressful 3 months. We launched our beautiful LumiGlow YouTube channel, I think last month, and we're getting there. And I wanted to have the podcast as part of it because we are all about not only glowing from the inside out, but glowing from the outside in. It's all about self-care. It's all about taking care of yourself, nurturing love. And I want the podcast to be part of it because this is the community that we're part of. So here I am. Then you can see me doing my things. I blow dried my hair, I've done my makeup, I've got a red lippy on, put some nice earrings on. Normally when I record a podcast, I'm like, I'm looking a bit of a state. And so, but I really wanted people to be able to feel my energy, see me, those who don't know me, and hopefully bring on some amazing guests. I've just had the pleasure of being on Canny Crystals recently, which is amazing, and I'm coming out with another one. So really to just grow and to share the journey of self-development. For those of you who don't know me, it's really about that self-development journey that I've gone through, and being an entrepreneur, going through burnout, all those kind of things is what this is all about, and hopefully cheer you up every Friday with my craziness and my silliness. But all jokes aside, I wanted to talk about today. So last week I talked about when you're in crippling fear. I've had a lot of stuff happen this year. I don't know if a lot of you've experienced the same thing. We're in a new cycle, which happens, I think it's every 26 years or something like that. Don't quote me on it. And there has been upheaval, there's been financial issues, people have had illnesses, just really hard. So if you're one of those people, you are not alone. It has been one of the toughest 3 months of my life, but I'm still here. And because I've worked on my self-development and I have got myself into such a place that I feel mentally strong, I mean, there's times that you're going to go in a loop and there's times that you're going to get stuck. And that's what's happened to me. I've got stuck in the mind loop. And there's a process that I've been learning with my magical Cindy that I think a lot of us just don't do. And trust is the biggest thing here. And I think I struggle with trusting that it's going to happen. And I spend all of my time worrying about the future, thinking the worst is going to happen, getting in my head. And the more you get in your head, the more kind of negativity that you are going to attract, because that's what's going on in your mind. You're like replaying, I think, things that have happened in the past, or something new happens and it's scary, the body goes into fight or flight mode. And that's definitely what's happened to me. So I've had a shit week, and but I've done the work. And on Monday, I met with my beautiful friend, Charmaine. She is a Reiki master, and really nice to always talk to someone that is like-minded and understands where you're coming from. Did incredible Reiki distant healing, because this girl is just like, I literally just felt this anxiety like in the pit of my stomach, and it has been really tough. And that feeling when your body is just telling you, like, it's just alarm bells going off, and it's not a nice feeling. So I've done some energy healing this week and had a beautiful session with Cindy, and it really got me to thinking. We spend so much time in step one, because there's 5 steps to this process, so much time in step one. And when something bad happens, we're then in that loop. And we can stay in that loop forever, which I know some of my friends, there's some people that do, and they never get out of it. I've been in step one for about 3 months. So, and it's time to get out of it. And it's painful and it's uncomfortable, but things that happen, you learn lessons from. And I think that is kind of like the most important thing, that you're learning a lesson from it. You're realizing that it's not happening to you, but it's happening for you. And I've got big issues around the money mindset, and I've worked on all the other bits. And this was kind of the last bit. So a lot of stuff has happened over the last 3 months to do with my business, things that I couldn't control. You never know what's going to happen. That's the thing. But it's your resilience. It's your mindset. It's the routine that you have. It's how you kind of take care of yourself mentally that will get you through And it's having that network and having those people around you. Like, that is the most important thing. So step one, you know, you get into that loop and realizing, like, there's a lot of shit people out there. There's a lot of crap, but we live on this earth, right? You will be surrounded by people that will try and hurt you or damage you, or just don't want to see you succeed, or I don't know. And then there's stuff that's going to happen. There's going to be bad news. You might lose a contract. You might, I don't know, lose a friendship. It's how you then get out of that. Step one is what Cindy's been teaching me, and I think is so important. Now, for those of you who have been listening to my podcast on Apple iTunes, all the other ones, going to my phone, I've not got my glasses on, so bear with me. And I've spoken about it this before. It is the Superhuman app. And when you sign up, there's beautiful meditations and pep talks and sleep things. I've really been like submersing myself into it. And they also have the future self emails. They are amazing. I mean, and it's like when I am in that and I'm feeling like, oh my God, I cannot handle this. I don't know how to get out of this angst and this struggle and this pain. And I'm so uncomfortable and I'm not sleeping properly. Head is spinning. These messages come. So let's find this message. If I can find it. Here we go. And sometimes they come like three times a week, sometimes once a week, it depends. But they come always at the right time. And exactly what Cindy had said to me, it's about trust. I think the key element here of the today's podcast is faith, trust, whatever you call it. Susie Ashworth says, faith plus action equals miracles. I'm great at taking action unless I'm really feeling crippled inside. And then I procrastinate like crazy. But it's having that absolute faith, like when something's happened, that, okay, now I've got to try and work through it. And what are the strategies? What do I need to do? And to realize that we can live in a shit world and there are some shit people out there that are idiots and who are going to try and do something to you. And it's like, right, trust in the universe, trust that it's happening in your time, that divine timing. And where there's bad, there's good. Where there's happiness, there's sadness. Where there's fear, there's joy. You know, so there's all these different sides that goes in the infinity, right? And when you have big desires, you also have on the other side, the things that you don't want to have will be equally as big because infinity is exactly the same. So it really helped me kind of understand I'm in this shh of life. I'm stuck in the one side and it's about getting through to the other side quickly and trusting. So that's something that I'm learning on. But this beautiful message came. No, that's not the one. This beautiful message came. I'm going to, here we go. Dear Shanaz, never doubt the validity and potential of your dreams. Want to know a secret? That thing that may seem like a distant reality is closer than you think. Keep nurturing your passion and stay consistent. Your passion is the compass guiding you to purpose and fulfillment. You got this, your future self. I mean, hello, how amazing is that? Like, oh my God, it is absolutely amazing. And it was like, that's exactly what I need to hear. And I have these dreams. I have my brand that I love. I have these goals. I'm doing my self-development. I am opening myself up. I'm becoming more spiritual, more connected to myself, and really becoming in my truth, standing up for myself, setting boundaries. And it's been a magical experience, but I suppose as you go along these things, there's really uncomfortable situations can happen. And I've just had like a million of them come at one go. And the trick is to not stay in it. So if any of you are struggling with an issue that's happening in your life, don't be in that. We're like running like mice, going round and round in the wheel. It's like the same thing happened. It's like, why is it over? It's our minds. And what I realized that the mind is so strong and it is keeping you in a place that thinks it's keeping you safe, but it's not. It's keeping you small. It's keeping you negative. We are not in the dark ages. We are not caveman in survival mode. We're in a very modern world. And so it's recognizing your thoughts. My mate who I reconnected with, we had a little bit of a thing and we then started talking yesterday. She's like, I miss you. I want you back in my life, you know, whatever, stupid argument. And she's like, I've been listening to The Secret and it really helped me. And I was like, oh yeah, I actually been listening to the audiobook like halfway through. And so through yesterday and today, I listened to the rest of it and it was like, yes, getting out of that negative, how we talk to ourselves, pattern interrupting, right? Realizing like, oh, I'm in this head spin. So, you know, when you're in that, going back to the secret, when you are in that spinning head and you are just going around and around, 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 it's stopping, it's realizing, it's changing your mindset, saying those affirmations. Those things are really important, that you're affirming, I am confident, I'm a successful businesswoman or man, I am confident, I am healthy, I am whole. All those things, and I've really found that's helped me the last couple days, actually, and saying your money affirmations. And instead of thinking you're in lack, oh my God, why with me this happened? Why are the sales not happening? Why is this not happening? You know, and then you're like focusing on the negative, and that's something that I really struggled with, but I refuse to let the situation that's going on in my life to overtake me. I need to focus on the joy and the passion. Like I almost felt this week that all the crap that's happening is taking my passion and my joy away from my business. And I could just feel like, I don't want to do this anymore. I don't love this, but I do love this. I love the skincare. I love bringing out a new product. I love the photo shoots and seeing the models. I love the beautiful reviews. I love it when someone's like, oh my God, look at my skin. I've got my photographer that I work with, Tegan. She's like, I don't wear makeup anymore because my skin looks so good because of Lumi Glow. And those things, that's what I want. I want people to feel confident in their skin, to feel amazing in their skin, to step out and just be like, I can conquer the world because I'm rocking the no makeup look. You know, that's what it's about. And that negative mind can steal your passion. That self-comparison can kill your dreams. You know, that self-doubt, it's the killer of all dreams. And so it's looking at that step and realizing, shit, I'm in step one and I need to get out of it. Step two is trusting. And that is something I need to work on, to trust. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back. Are you struggling with stressed out skin? Your skin in need of some serious love, hydration, and some glow? Do you want to be rocking the no makeup look? Well, at Lumi Glow, we've got you. We care about skin. We care about clean, active ingredients that are suitable for sensitive skin and that will make all our customers glow from the outside in. But what's often forgotten is how to glow from the inside out. All women deserve to love themselves for who they are on the inside and how they feel or look on the outside, which is why we are brand for all women wherever they are on their glow journey. If this sounds like this is for you, then go on www.lumiglowskin.com or www.lumiglowskin.co.uk and use the code LOVELUMIGLOW10 to get your special discount. What are you waiting for? Get busy shopping. Okay, as we are recording, this is my first time doing this, taking a break because when we go on to the iTunes and Spotify and all that, I have a little ad for LumiGlow. So step two, trusting. Trusting in the universe is working for you. When you ask for it, it's working for you. And then that message came through that it's like, it's almost there. You know, when you feel like something is there, but you can't quite get to it because you're so busy in that negative spiral, it's getting out of it. Step three is being around the people or something that is going to make you, it's basically going to mirror your vibration. Like you want to be around people that are high vibration. You want to be in a space where, you know, you can go for a beautiful walk. Like I'm looking at my window now, it's a bit cloudy today in Cape Town, but it's beautiful. And seeing those things, you know, so, or being around someone, my best mate's arrived and I spent time with her last night, and it's being around those people that make you feel good, or being part of the communities. I'm part of some amazing communities, the Manifestation Collective, Mark Hanny Crystals, and being able to speak what's going on with you, it's with like-minded people, and you know at any time that like you can just share and people are just there for you. And I love that. And it's having that mirror back at you to see that you are an amazing person. And I struggle with that. Like, I am worthy. I am worthy. I'm worthy. I'm worthy. Like, Louise Hayes has this YouTube sort of morning and evening meditation. And it's like, I am worthy. And I think so many of us think that we are not worthy of our dreams. Something happens. It's like, oh, because I don't deserve it. So I'm not going to carry on, or I'm going to give up, or I'm going to procrastinate, and I'm going to overthink it, and it's never going to happen. But no, if you really want that dream or that goal or whatever it is, like you really want it with all of your heart and you understand your why more than anything, then you got to do it. And you can't live in fear, and you can't let fear cripple you, and you need to stand up for yourself. And that's something, it's setting the boundaries and being around people that just bring you joy and want to see you happy. That is the most important thing. So it's a learning process. It's life's tough, you know, and it can be difficult, but it's recognizing, right, I need to just be with that, or I need to pick up the phone to that person because they're going to make me feel good. You know, that is the most important thing. Step four is the tools that we have to help us make ourselves feel better. And I have a big bag of tools. And the thing is, at one point I was so rigid about my routine, and I love my meditation, and I would do my tapping, I've got to do my gratitude list. And Cindy, when I went to Mauritius last year, she was like, I want you to just stop. Don't just do what you feel when you wake up feels right for you. You don't have to do all the things. You can mix and match it. What I found for me, though, meditation, morning and night, guided ones. I'm not going to sit there going, that's not for me. Listening to a guided meditation, like relaxing and calming my nervous system, because I'm like my human design, manifesting generator. I've got 11 energy points, people. If you know me, I am go, 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 go all the time. I'm like dancing and energy, and it's exhausting sometimes being me. But it's about what is going to work for me today. What are the things that bring you joy? Write a list down of all the things that bring you joy. What makes you happy? Mine is dancing and singing. Love and meditation. I love being with my husband. Look at something beautiful. Be with your kids. Be with your friends. Go for a walk. Go to the museum. Go dance. You know, do whatever. But go and do something that will bring you so much joy into your life that you can get yourself into that high vibration. So you're moving through your steps and you're feeling so much better. Exercise for me is like a big thing. I do my pole dancing. I do my trampoline dancing. I love the dancing where I can flow and I can be and bring that dancer energy. So when I'm in a better state, and I've let all these situations steal my light and steal my dancer energy. And I just felt like I wanted to hide away and been crying and just feeling so bleak, and it's the end of the world, but it's not. To say to yourself, I am safe. I am safe. I am safe in this moment. I am safe. Calm yourself down. Take breaths. There were a couple of moments this week where I thought, oh my God, I'm having a panic attack. Oh, I've got to stay calm. I've got to stay calm. And, you know, it's okay. It's just recognizing where you're at, what your body's at, listening to your body, and like, what do I need? What do I need to go and make me feel good? And I think life is about feeling good. And as Cindy said, not to take your life so seriously, which, God, I take my life so seriously sometimes. And there are waves. It goes up and down. There's good. There's bad. I think if we had everything too easy, it would be boring. So the crap happens so that when it come out the other side, you're like, oh, my God, I am so grateful. And you appreciate what you have, you know. We are lucky. We get to live. We get to breathe. We get to love and eat amazing food and choose what we want to do and where we want to go and choose what business that you want to be in. You know, I love what I do, but I can't let other people take that joy away from me. What's mine is mine. And I really, in this whole time, you know, I'm leveling up with the business, hard new social media, got somebody helping me, Joburg, a new message, our vision, our mission, how everything we put out there. It's now like crunch time, because when things happen, it's like, what can I do to make it better? What can I learn from this? And that is what I'm learning. It's like, make it so much better. And it's tough right at this moment, but it will be better. 100% will be better. So it's knowing that. And then getting to step five, which is asking for it and receiving it quickly, because you've got out of step one. I've been in step one for ages. I'm fed up with being in step one. And, you know, there could be time. If you've got your own business and you can walk away, just take a day off, go do something. That's nothing to do with your work, and just be. That's a really great thing to do. And that's kind of what I did yesterday. And then just spending time with my best girl. It's amazing, you know, and I just think we spend so much time in this angst and the stress, and it's not worth it. It's not worth it. The anxiety in the body, you're causing yourself in the end to be more sick. So that's kind of what I found. Affirmations are incredible. They really are like, just keep repeating it, write notes, record it on a memo, voice memo, and play it back to yourself again and again. Record your dreams and your goals. Like, what do you want? What am I working towards? What am I striving for? I am striving for a beautiful life, financial independence, a brand that is loved by everybody, that products that truly work, that people are rocking the no makeup makeup, that feel confident in their skin, and self-care. The biggest thing for me is self-care, that people are taking care of themselves. I need to take care of myself too. I'm so hard on myself. And this journey has really taught me a lot. But sometimes you forget. You know, you get into life, you get into things, and you forget about all the stuff and what you need to do and how quickly you can get yourself out of it. So I do believe that things are going to get better. Watch this space. I am so excited to finally be recording. I'm on the Riverside app. So happy to have discovered it and in my little corner. But the dream is to be in get my own little studio with it. There she glows behind me and interview loads of beautiful people. So I hope you love my first YouTube video. Please don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe at Glow from the Inside Out, whether it's here on YouTube or over on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, whichever one that you support, Google. I'm on quite a few of them. I'll put them in the notes. Just share it with your friends. I want to grow. I want to help as many people as possible. This journey of self-discovery and just live a better life. So I hope you have the most beautiful weekend, and I'll be back next week, guys. Bye.